Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Noel Norman, do you know when these damn thing ends? Things end when you're supposed to talk. I don't know, because it just seemed like I keep false starting. This is a serious situation. We're going to talk to Jacques Thibodeau in a second. But you say we were watching Jim Cantore earlier and laughing because he was just standing out like an idiot in the weather in Morgan City. And you said they went to jump his car. And what happened?
The battery was dead. They opened the hood to go jump the car, and there's a snake sitting on top of the engine there. It looked like a cottonmouth to me, but I'm not sure what it was.
Well, that brings us to Jacques Thibodeau, the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. You're not in charge of Jim Cantore, Jacques, but you are on with Newell Norman and Tommy Tucker on WWL. How you doing?
Good. Well, first thing I want to tell you is I'm inside, not starting the car, so I'm good to go.
Thank God. Good for you. That means you got common sense, Jacques. That's great.
Thank you.
What's going on?
We're doing good. All right, so what we got, I'm going to let Jay, I got Jay Grimes with me.
Sure.
I'm going to let him
I should have introduced him as well. Jay Grimes, state climatologist at GOSEP. Sorry, Jay, I was too busy screwing around with the snake and Jim Cantore. Go ahead, please.
Well, and Jacques, too, right?
And Jacques, too, yes.
Okay. Okay, so here's what we got. Of course, storms moved inland now. It's starting to fall apart on its south side. That's some good news. But the maybe not so good news for folks in the New Orleans area is that it looks like it might be moving a little east of the forecast track. Not a big shift, but just enough to push some big winds into the Crescent City. Of course, we've already seen the impacts of winds down in the coastal parishes, and that's starting to spread inland as well. The other thing is that the rain numbers are trending a little higher than we thought they would. I don't think that's going to be a big issue, but you are going to have some serious standing water, especially in the usual places as you get into the overnight hours. The good news here with this storm is it's going to get out of here just about as quickly as it got in, and I think by tomorrow morning we can get started on the cleanup across South Louisiana.
What kind of rainfall are you talking about? I'm trying to get a handle on it, Jake. You know, it's all about the time, the inches of rain and the time frame within which those inches of rain fall and the pumping station keeping up with it. I'm just trying to get a handle on that. What are you seeing? What are you predicting?
Down south of the city, we've seen some places get 3, even 4 inches of rain in a period a little over an hour or so. You could see some pockets of really heavy downpours, rain rates that could be, you know, 2, 2.5 inches in an hour. Now, that's a little bit ahead of what the pumps can handle. But the good thing here is that they're not going to be prolonged heavy downpours. So rain totals around the city, I think, yeah, you could see some 4 and 5 inch numbers spread out over about 6 or 7 hours. That's going to push the pumps maybe to the limits, but I think they should be able to handle that for most areas of Metro.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
New Orleans.
And real quick before we go to Newell Norman, I'm looking at the radar and trying to decipher it. I've gotten texts from people down in Terrebonne Parish and St. Mary Parish and Lafourche even, and they're saying that they think that the rain is over with, and you talked about wind shear taking out the back side of it. Is that what happened? And Jay, and is the rain over with?
Wind shear and dry air wrapping around the back side of it. So, yeah, down along the coast, up into and just to the north of Houma, most of the rain is over now. I'm not going to tell those folks they're completely done with it yet, because you still got a little bit of the sort of the broken eye wall that's going to come through from the backside. But the heaviest of rains for those folks down there, mainly in Terrebonne and to some degree in St. Mary Parish, those biggest rains were over with. Into central Lafourche, they probably still got a little bit to deal with, but then it's all going to be moving out relatively quickly. All of those folks will be long done with the rain before midnight, and I think by the time we get around midnight, 1, maybe 2 o'clock, most of New Orleans on the South Shore will be done with the rain. Then it's just a matter of waiting for the last of the rains to clear the North Shore.
Shock, with that in mind, the trailing side of the storm kind of breaking up, obviously people will be coming out of their houses. Do we have any updates on road closures down in the coastal parishes?
We do. And what I want to do is I want to highlight a website where all of our information feeds into. It's called virtuallA.LA.gov, and I'll spell it, virtuallA.LA.gov or 511A.org. 511LA.org, I'm sorry. So what we have is we have a situation where, as Jay talked about, the storm came in right in between St. Mary and Terrebonne and just wreaked havoc with the west side of the storm on St. Mary, Terrebonne, and Lafourche. So what we've got is we've got the immediate capability to get out there tomorrow and see where we are. We want to remind everyone to stay vigilant, Newell. We're not out of the woods, as Jay said, yet, but the good news is we've had no fatalities and no injuries reported as of yet.
Shock, I was watching while I was off for several hours watching TV, and they were interviewing folks from the parishes down there that said they were seeing standing water in areas that historically they've not seen before, which I thought was kind of an interesting phenomenon, because this was a storm that wasn't near what Ida was and yet presented challenges that Ida did not present.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we were the most worried about is hitting, we knew where this storm was coming, that it would hit maybe the population center of New Orleans or Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. Now, fortunately for us, it came up right there between the middle of it. But what concerns us the most on this is the amount of water that came with the rain, as Jay talked about, and with that storm surge. You're absolutely right. I just happened to be in Lafourche Parish, is my home, Thibodeau, and the rain gauge in my house was 8 inches.
Wow.
So phenomenal amount of water in about 2 hours.
Jay, if I can ask you a question about Baton Rouge, because we got friends there as well. First of all, let me start with the North Shore. They would be out of the worst of the wind and the rain by when?
I think the rain and the wind, well, the rain will probably start to end. The heaviest of the rains will end as the leading edge of the what's left of the eye wall and the last rain band rolls through. That will probably be coming to an end. The significant rains now coming to an end not long after midnight. That doesn't mean that they'll be done with the rain completely, but anything after that will be generally on the light and just some passing showers in terms of rain amounts. The winds are probably going to stay up until sometime into 2 or maybe even 3 o'clock, but the heaviest of the winds also should be through the North Shore area by or even before midnight.
And what about Baton Rouge? What are they looking at? And Gonzales?
Baton Rouge is actually... Yeah, we're actually doing pretty good over here in the capital city. The winds have been breezy and at times rather gusty. But with this storm moving, especially given that the wind, or rather the storm, looks like it's going to be moving a little bit east of the official track, and the fact that we're seeing a fairly significant dry pocket of air coming in out of western Louisiana. So Baton Rouge probably going to handle the rains just fine. I could see lots of the area of Baton Rouge probably coming in at under 3 inches for the event. Some areas maybe even less than an inch and a half. And in terms of winds, yeah, they're going to see some tropical storm force gusts, maybe even some brief winds in that 40 to 50 mile per hour range. But I think for most of Baton Rouge, it's going to be fine. Now, as you go east of Baton Rouge, through Denham Springs and into Livingston Parish, now you're going to get into the area where you're going to be rolling through the core of the storm. And the winds could be pretty impactful, especially in places like southern Livingston, East Ascension, down towards St. John and St. Charles, St. James. Those winds there are going to be fairly substantial until they push on through sometime probably before midnight.
Jacques, I know that y'all pre-stage a lot of assets down in South Louisiana. Will y'all start doing some assessments this evening?
Absolutely. And the first thing that we always try to do is have those teams out there with local law enforcement, primarily sheriff's deputies and municipal chiefs of police or police officers, that can tell us what we're looking at. Really, our concern in something like this is search and rescue. We know that we have fallen trees. We know that we do have fallen trees on top of houses. Fortunately for us, our communications with all the sheriff's departments through our Elwin system and all our law enforcement and first responders is working, and all of our 911 centers are up and running. So we are our biggest focus right now as we get to the assessments, really, as you know, Sheriff, is to go all the way through search and rescue and really try to get tonight and tomorrow and get all those people that need the help that are stranded now because of what we see with the water and the downed trees.
Yeah, Jacques, you know, it's interesting. I'm looking at the Entergy outage map, and Grand Isle is the only green area down there. It's absolutely amazing. We were just talking to Sheriff Joe Lapinto, and he reminded us of how Entergy really hardened the assets down there on the island. And this is a testament to it worked because the whole island is still in green.
Let me just play devil's advocate for 1 second and bring in Jay Grimes on this, a climatologist. Did Grand Isle get a lot of wind, and is it, I'm just curious, was it a weather anomaly, or is it a true test of the system somewhere in between? And I'm not trying to disagree with you, Sheriff, because I don't want to get out over my skis.
You should not.
No, I'm not. But what about that, Jay?
Well, I would certainly say that Grand Isle got a decent amount of wind there, but the fact that they have been successful in terms of staying green, as you point out, that certainly shows that there must be something different going on down there, and hardening of the system is certainly the best answer possible. Because if you look at the rest of lower and central Lafourche and the lower Terrebonne, you know, nobody's got the lights on.
And to be clear, I just wanted to emphasize how brilliant the sheriff is. That's all. That's all I was trying to do. Everybody understands that, right? Jacques and Jay, everybody's on the same page with this, right?
Sheriff, I am standing and saluting right now.
Good for you. I got my hand over my heart, Jacques, covering my you-know-what with the other one. But anyway, anything else, Noel?
No. We certainly appreciate. We know you guys are busy, and we truly appreciate you guys offering up the information. VirtuallA.la.gov or 511LA.org, and you can get all of the road closures and all of the other information that you guys have been able to provide for us.
Let me throw one more thing in, if I can. Tornado activity, Jay. This is not going to likely happen. Conditions not favorable.
Well, we've had at least one warning or two, and I would say there's still a threat for tornadic activity and some strong isolated thunderstorms within the rain band. So let's not let the guard down for that. The area, almost all of southeast Louisiana, still under a tornado watch for the time being. But that threat will subside, I think, fairly quickly, though, probably before midnight as everything starts to lift out to the northeast.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. Stay safe.
And look, I'll talk to you all about the Newell Norman tribute dinner another time, all right?
Absolutely, another time. But look, thank you guys for getting the word out. Thank you for letting us on.
Yeah, we're kidding around trying to lighten up a little bit. We know it's a serious situation. And Newell, I see on TV somebody in Houma, a couple of people, I don't know if it's first responders or not, apparently the rain has let up enough of the wind, and they're walking around with a flashlight. Probably not the time to assess damage, I would think, right?
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.